I spent 12 years in deep meditation. 7 or 8 of those was just constant. And what we're in is we're in a simulation. It's like a dream. And everybody is not even real. You're not even, tomorrow you're going to be a different person. And so that means the person you are now is going to change. You're not even real until you see Jesus face to face. When we see him, we'll be like him. Because in these flesh bodies, your spirit man, the born again spirit person, they're real. But they still have stuff, because you have the earnest of the spirit, right? They still have stuff that they're dealing with, that they're cutting out of their life. It's kind of like, once you see it, you'll be like Neo. You'll fall down on the ground. Once you see what I'm talking about. If you study some of these gurus that talk about being aware of being aware, you know, that'll mess you up if you don't understand what I'm getting ready to tell you. It's kind of like the baby in the womb, right? So the baby's in the womb. The baby's real, but it's not real. It's living in a dream. It's got a flesh and it's got a spirit, I mean a soul and a body and a blood, and it's a baby. It's real. You don't discount the human. But until you see Jesus, you don't know what the real is. When you get born again, you have the earnest spirit. You can talk to anybody, any human being on the face of the earth. If you talk to them long enough, you'll realize they got some kind of reality bubble that's fake. And I rack my brain all my life trying to figure out, why is it that when you see two people get married, they turn it, that home turns into like a little cult. That home turns into a cult. And the reason is, I thought about it, they enable the other one. It's like a codependent enabling. And even Dr. Phil is going to do it with his wife, you know, even though he knows, even no matter who it is, the best psychologist out there, when you yoke up with somebody, you start to see the blind spots or the fake reality that person believed from their childhood. Most people are stuck in some kind of trauma from their childhood. They might have had a good childhood, but there's some trauma. There's some fake reality trauma out there, I promise you. And so so when you look at another person, you're actually looking at a different version of yourself. That's why the black people call the girlfriend Shorty, because she's just an image. She's a shorter image of him. Eve is a piece cut off. She's a mirror image of him. She's facing off with him. And so that's why a woman, when a man's doing something stupid, she calls him out on it. And he kind of, because he loves her and, you know, that's his shorty or whatever, he puts up with more with her than he would anybody else, you know. And so, you know, that's the way it is with Christ in the church. God is angry with the wicked every day. Then the only reason you're not considered wicked is if you entered in by faith and received the Holy Spirit, and it's the seed that grows in you. So as we approach the mind of Christ, as we approach the image of Christ day by day, we're dropping off these fake reality bubbles. And when you rub shoulders with people who've never done any kind of thought work, meditation, renewing the mind or anything, whether it's just memorizing Bible verses, what if they've never done that? If they've never done that, then everything about their life is fake reality bubble. And so some people get stagnated and they stop at a certain level. And that's why they have envy and hate and anger and bitterness and live in the past and love the fake life, it's just like the movie Dark City. It's just like it. Everybody's running on a program to survive down here. And I think when the Apostle Paul went to the third heaven and he came back, he was ready to depart this place, just like the saved people are, because you know, if you got saved and there's family members you don't that are not saved in your world, you know you can't even talk to them. And if you're on my channel, the average person, if you really understand any 50% of what I've decoded, you can't talk to the average person anymore. The reason I keep doing the channel is because I know there's people out there that are thinking that way. Because we're all really the same when it comes to the spiritual side. You know what every believer is going through because you can read it in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. What you see in Revelation 2 and 3 is happening now. You know the mind of the saints. You know when they're in rebellion. You know when they're in sin. You know when they got let Jezebel get over in the house. You know when they let Delilah in. You know when they are in sin, not sin. You know that their words reveal what they are, where they are on the path. And so God is trying to move you out of delusions. And he first gives you the Holy Spirit. And then he says, be not conformed to this world, to the Christian, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. So all these the world, the flesh, and the pride of life are programs that everybody's running on. And you're rubbing shoulders with them if they're blood or working around them or whatever. You're rubbing shoulders with them. And the programs, every time they open their mouth, it's a program. And we do it too. I'm not saying I'm above anybody, but I'm saying I recognize it. And you'll get to a point that if you've studied the Word long enough, you can look at yourself from the outside in and watch when you fall into a program. It's a scarcity lie program that is down here. When you fall into that, you got to worry about, oh no, I got to worry. That's scarcity. You fall, if you're afraid of scarcity, for something happens, your tire goes, you blow the tire out, you got to get a tire fixed. The tax bills do. If you live in the scarcity lie, remember what Jesus did. They said, you got to pay your taxes. And he went and did some fishing. Grabbed a fish, and there he paid his taxes. Give unto Caesar's what's Caesar's. The Indians knew where it was at. I promise you. And other nations that are not, you know, it's nice having the system set up where you have your own property and all that, and you control your own property, but they had the mindset that nobody owned property. But that does cause more fighting, because one tribe might come in and say, I want to be over here hunting. No, we're hunting here. It turns into fights, you know. So it's like a savage thing. It's turned into savagery. So the fact that we have property rights and maintain and have boundaries and have rules and laws and all that stuff, it's good. It keeps the peace. But any moment, it could turn into savagery, just like Ukraine and Russia, if that's even real. That could be all a scam. They could have blew buildings up and had everybody leave and just said this, that, and the other. None of it could have been, it might not have been real. But the flesh, you know, when you get angry for no reason, that it's a program. Because the Bible says, love your enemy. He does say be angry and sin not, but I'm talking about really angry. If you get really angry and think the wrong thoughts, you know. And when people show up in your hologram, that's a lesson you need to learn. If it's something that triggers you or pushes you, it's a lesson that you needed to learn. They show up in the hologram to push you to the next level. If you don't want to go to the next level, you'll never grow. You'll stay in the programs, you'll stay in the fake reality bubbles your whole life. And most people do. They go to their deathbed in a fake reality bubble. You believe your kids never do wrong, and then the neighbor comes up and says, hey, your kids kicked my dog. No, he didn't. And the kid, because you have this fake reality bubble that your kids are perfect. And that's a lie. You believed a lie. You believed a lie.